Welcome to Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. Thanks so much for joining us. In my more than 30 years in the news business, whether it be when I was in Atlanta, Detroit, here in Lansing, in the mid-Michigan area, I'm not sure I've ever met a news broadcaster who is more fair and balanced than our next guest. Rich Hurl is the news director at 1320 WILS in Lansing. He's as fair and balanced as you get. If you listen to him in his broadcast, you won't be able to tell if he's conservative or if he's liberal. And I think he likes it that way. Rich, long time no talk to. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony. Great to talk to you. And yeah, you called it. That's what I tried to be, is right down the middle. And yeah, like you said, I don't want the listeners to know what side I'm actually on. And yeah, that's what I prefer.
And Rich, tell us a little bit about your experience, at least here in Lansing. You've been at 1320 WILS for a while, and you folks have brought home some Michigan Association of Broadcasting awards. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I've been here since 2009, moved here just before the summer. So it's been almost 15 years. And a couple years into my time here, we started submitting entries to the MAB for awards. And most years, we've gotten something, whether it's been in the newscast category, we've submitted stuff for other categories like commercial and even morning show. And you know, we've had some success there as well. So, you know, we've been doing that. I think the first time we did that was back in 2011. And we've submitted entries every year, including this year. And we learned just last week that we're up for another award in the newscast category. So we're pretty excited about that.
All right. Well, congratulations to that. From your perspective, what is the news coverage in the state of Michigan? Where do you set it at when it comes to just news in general? It doesn't just have to be politics.
I think it's pretty strong. I think it's strong, especially on the political end, because you know, we've got a great relationship with many of the reporters out there, you know, from the Detroit News and from the Free Press. Every now and then we'll speak here locally with the Lansing State Journal. So I think it's strong considering the people who are working in the industry. I don't know what it's like in terms of staffing these days at some of these media outlets, because I know, especially industries like newspaper, for example, there have been some major cutbacks, maybe because of new technology and all. So as far as size goes, I'm not sure if there's that much there. But the people who are there, you know, covering stories and covering events, I think the quality of those people are pretty high.
What about the business coverage in the state of Michigan? How has it been? Could it be better? What's your thoughts on that?
I think sometimes there's too much of a focus on other things like politics, for example. Not that we shouldn't cover that, we should, but I wonder if sometimes we get a little too heavy on that front and maybe we overlook other things like business, for example. And not that that's not out there, but you know, there could be a little bit more of a focus there and in some other areas too. So we could probably do a little bit better job of spreading the wealth across all those areas. But I think the business coverage is there. Maybe just do a little bit more than what we're doing now.
We're getting into the political season. Tell me a little bit about media coverage, especially from your perspective. How do you find that balance to being fair and balanced?
It's just a matter of going to the basics, I think. I think it's just, you know, you set your feelings aside and you kind of set the feelings of other people aside too, not in a bad way, but you just focus on what's there, what you hear, what you see, what the newsmakers are saying. And you just simply go by that. Just tell us what's happening, you know, and people aren't going to care about how reporters or anchors like me, for example, feel about a certain issue. They just want to know what's going on so that they can decide for themselves. And I think that's what our job is. That's what we need to focus on.
We're talking with Rich Hurl, who is the news director for 1320 WILS. He also reports for four station cluster that 1320 is a part of with McDonald Broadcasting. When we come back, we're going to talk about the upcoming political season. We'll that next here on Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.
This is the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. Welcome back to Media Business. We're talking with Rich Hurl from 1320 WILS. So, Rich, this is the political season. We're in the middle of just wrapping up Super Tuesday. It's going to be a rough one from the aspect of highly volatile, a lot of dysfunction with one side not trusting the other side. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about covering the political season in this big election year.
Well, yeah, it is a big election year because of what's going on with the presidential race right now. I think at this point, it's if you follow what's going on with all the primary elections across the country, of course, Michigan just had one last week. I think for the time being, it's predictable what's going to happen with the general election. I think it's going to get more interesting what happens down the line as opposed to what's happening now. And so that's what we kind of look forward to. At the current point, of course, you know, Super Tuesday is going right now. So we're going to learn a lot this week based on what happens. And so we'll see again right now. It's looking like it's going to be, I would think, a Trump Biden rematch, barring any, you know, legal issues surrounding Trump. But yeah, it's early on. It doesn't feel early on because the political seasons seem to get longer and longer by the year. For me personally, anyway, it's just kind of a wait and see approach for now. And I think that things will really start to heat up the later we go on in this year.
Politics is dirty. It seems like it gets muckier every year. These two sides, these two political parties, there's really a lot of disdain for each other. These two candidates, as you mentioned, Trump and Biden, there's no love lost there. What do you do to get from being caught up in all that nastiness and just trying to find the news if you can?
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge. And I think we got to do, like I said before, you know, just report on what you're seeing and what you're hearing about and just do your best to be fair, you know, and that's tough because people can take the listener, the viewer, if you're talking about TV, they can easily misunderstand you and think that you're maybe taking one side over the other. So you definitely got to be careful. I think it's easier said than done when you're explaining what exactly is going on out there. And you got to be careful about how you present it, or you'll be raising a lot of questions, even more questions among yourselves than maybe you are the actual political scene and the actual, you know, like the Trump and Biden, Democrat, Republican. And yeah, you don't want to get caught up in that. You want to keep the focus right on the issue itself instead of you yourself.
We've got a big Senate race coming up. As you know, Debbie Stabenow is retiring and not running again. What are you seeing? What are you hearing about this race so far, Rich?
Well, I mean, on the Democratic side, I mean, it seems like Alyssa Slotkin's going to run away with that and move on to the general. Republican is kind of hard to tell because that's a pretty crowded field right now. And yeah, like Justin Amash just recently, he announced that he was jumping in. And, you know, you got some really big names, too, on that side of the fence there. Mike Rogers is another one. You know what? You know, if it's Mike Rogers against Alyssa Slotkin, what's going to happen there? And you know, it's really tough to tell with some of the polling data that is out there because the name recognition is really not there with some of these candidates. And if you've been following politics for a long time, that might surprise you, but it's the truth. You know, there are a lot of people who really don't recognize the names of Alyssa Slotkin or Mike Rogers or any of the other candidates. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing, especially when we get to November. How's that race going to end up, considering that a lot of the voters may not know as much about these candidates as really they should?
Rich, what do you think the other stories will be this political season here in the state of Michigan beyond the presidential race, as well as the Senate race you were just talking about?
Yeah, I don't know about the races themselves. I think those are going to be the two big ones. I think there are other, you know, stories that are going to come out here, and maybe like voter turnout. There's already being a lot of comparisons about like absentee voting. How has that been going this year compared to 2020? You know, we had the early in-person voting that just started here with the presidential primary last week. And so that's the thing. And I think that's what the big question is going to be with Joe Biden being the incumbent this year. Will as many Democrats turn out to vote as they did in 2020 when Trump was the incumbent and Democrats really wanted him out of office? I would think a lot of Republicans are going to turn out this year. But what about the Democrats? How strong are they on Biden? Some are not happy with him in regards to the economy and with his stance on Israel and Hamas. And that's another big factor right there. I think that's going to be a big story there, is how do Democrats feel about Biden when we get down the stretch, assuming Biden is the nominee? That's what I'm going to be really looking out for here.
I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. We're talking with 1320 WILS News Director Rich Earle. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the big stories that we may see in the next several weeks. We'll do that next here on Media Business.
Managing your office supplies is key to a seamlessly functioning business. With over 90,000 items available for free next day delivery, DBI can solve all your office supplies needs at the very best value. Visit DBIS.com.
Welcome back to Media Business. Rich, Michigan State University has a new incoming president. I think that's probably one of the biggest stories, you know, if we're talking about current stories beyond politics.
And it's not just the president starting either. I think it's what's been going on here, too, with the Board of Trustees and what happened with this late Sunday night Zoom meeting that happened the night before Kevin Guskowitz started his job, ironically enough, with Rima Vassar being removed as the chair of the board and the board kind of turning things over to the governor as to whether or not Vassar and Deno, you know, should they stay on the board in light of this report here, this independent investigation over these, you know, alleged violations of policies and bylaws. Really a long story there. But, you know, in terms of MSU, I think that's going to be where the focus is. And I'm kind of interested in knowing really how the new president feels about this. He knew he was kind of getting into something already, but things have now just heated up on the board again. And so it's going to be interesting how all that plays out and really what kind of a relationship that Guskowitz has with the board, considering everything that's going on right now and could happen depending on whatever type of action the governor decides to take.
What stories are you going to be following closely the next couple of weeks? What should we be looking for?
You know, as we were talking about here with the primary elections and with Super Tuesday, you know, what's going to be happening here? Will Nikki Haley still be in the running on the GOP side? I think that's going to be interesting to see. In terms of local news, you know, the mayor of Lansing, Andy Shore, he's got his State of the City address here coming up. That's right around the corner. And so I think we're going to learn a lot there. And also for the city of Lansing, their budget season starting out, you know, the budget proposal is going to come out here toward the end of this month. I believe it's the last Monday night that they presented to the city council. So that's going to be another thing I think that we're going to be looking out for here. So yeah, some busy times in the city of Lansing, whether we're talking local, state, and national. So really a lot to break down and a lot to unpack here over the next few weeks.
Rich, do you ever think folks out there trying to manipulate you, try to manipulate the news?
That's a great question. I think there may be a little bit of that out there, especially on social media. You know, sometimes you got to look out for that. Me personally, I haven't really felt any of that, but that certainly doesn't mean that it's not going on. So yeah, a lot of people, you know, they have their opinions and a lot of them are pretty strong to the point. Like you said, they might try to manipulate things one way or the other. And, you know, we as journalists, we got to watch out for that. And so yeah, definitely a challenge, I think, among all of us who are in the media.
Rich, what's the toughest story you've ever covered?
I think there are a couple of those. I think one was what happened on 9/11 in 2001. You know, at that time, you know, not only because of everything that was happening here in our country, but that also came as a time where I was green when it came to news coverage on radio. So that was really a tough thing for me. That was one of those days where I think I worked literally from morning till midnight. You know, another story we had here, and Tony, you were with us at this time, was, you know, we had the ice storm here in Lansing at Christmas time in 2013. And that was bizarre, everything that was going on there, to not just the timing of the storm, but some of the challenges that especially the Lansing Board of Water and Light, their crews were having with fluctuating numbers. There were a lot of question marks, a lot of controversy surrounding leadership and how they were handling things at that time. And so that was another tough story. It was tough seeing how a lot of the folks here were struggling with everything and that they had no control over having power in their home and what all was going on behind the scenes at the BWL. And so, yeah, that's something that really sticks out to mind for me, especially in my time here in Lansing. When you focus on local news, that was something that really impacted a lot of people.
Rich, final question for you. What can we in the media do to be better?
I think it's just getting back to the basics, just getting back to how, you know, the news is being covered, just calling it down the middle. You know, set your agenda at the door and just worry about what you're seeing, what you feel people should know, covering the stories that you think are important to the people and stay focused on that. I think if we all collectively do that and put forth our best efforts, I think we can get better.
Thanks so much, Rich. Great to talk with you and catch up. We'll stay in touch. And thanks so much to you for tuning in. I'm Tony Conley. This has been Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.